The Repentance of Nehemiah, May 16. Men of old, repent. Howbeit thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Overwhelmed with sorrow, Nehemiah could neither eat nor drink. He wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted. In his grief he turned to the Divine Helper. Faithfully he made confession of his sins and the sins of his people. He pleaded that God would maintain the cause of Israel, restore their courage and strength, and help them to build up the waste places of Judah. As Nehemiah prayed, his faith and courage grew strong. His mouth was filled with holy arguments. To pray as Nehemiah prayed in his hour of need is a resource at the command of the Christian under circumstances when other forms of prayer may be impossible. Toilers in the busy walks of life, crowded and almost overwhelmed with perplexity, can send up a petition to God for divine guidance. Travelers by sea and land, when threatened with some great danger, can thus commit themselves to heaven's protection. In times of sudden difficulty or peril, the heart may send up its cry for help to one who has pledged himself to come to the aid of his faithful, believing ones whenever they call upon him. In every circumstance, under every condition, the soul weighed down with grief and care, or fiercely assailed by temptation, may find assurance, support, and succor in the unfailing love and power of a covenant-keeping God. This example of wise forethought and resolute action should be a lesson to all Christians. God's children are not only to pray in faith, but to work with diligent and provident care.